Are you ready?
Massacre.
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 Don't you love it?
Welcome in. Gather round. The highlight of your week is back with an all-new episode. Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Massacre Radio on your radio dial. I am the aforementioned members only Dave, gathered here today to get through this thing called radio. As for today's guest, well, let me see. Allow me to reference my dossier. Let me go ahead and grab it here. I had it written down. Huh, that's weird. It seems somebody might have ripped the page out with the guest. I don't know what that's all about. We're going to have to take a quick break while I look for the sheet, see if I can't find it, so I can call the guest up, assuming, of course, they don't call me, and then we'll get into it at such time. Hey, don't even think about touching that dial. Yeah!
You're listening to Massacre Radio.
Yeah, you're listening to WKMA Cleveland, an HD2 station.
Proxe momento in a programa displays Massacre Radio. De luto por la pérdida de la línea del rock Steve Albini. Pero donde dibujanos la línea? Era un pérdida de media. La respuesta a estas preguntas de más. Aquí en WKMA Cleveland. Uno estación HD2. We're back here on Massacre Radio. Hey, before we get into the guest segment here, I just wanted to take time to mention the passing of Steve Albini.
What in the world? It looks like we're getting a call on the Massacre Radio hotline. Let me go ahead and pick this up. Hi, you're on Massacre Radio. Who's this?
Hey, I heard you guys were talking about Steve Albini. I have some thoughts on the situation.
Actually, yeah, I was just talking about how he passed away, but you said you have some thoughts on Steve Albini. Go ahead. What's your take?
Well, this is Buttress. Former art school attendee. I really don't know much about Steve Albini, and I've been reading, like everybody else has, about, you know, all these testimonies from other people and about his life, and I was shocked and disturbed when I came upon something last night that was detailing his friendship with known child pornographer or child pornography enthusiast Peter Sotos.
Oh, let me guess. This is one of those things that you found on Reddit and you just kind of took it at face value. I mean, do you have any more of a description of what this article pertained by chance?
Yeah, so the newspaper scan was on Reddit, but basically what it was a scan of a newspaper article that I believe was supposed to be from the tour diaries for Big Black, one of their tours in Europe. It was written by Steve Albini. And in it, he is talking about this magazine that was put out by Peter Sotos, the child pornography enthusiast. He was actually arrested for using a specific child pornography image as the cover for this Pure magazine, one of the editions. He was arrested sometime in the 80s. And Steve Albini is talking in this article about how much he loves. I mean, I don't think I can say what I saw in that article on the radio.
If you don't want to repeat it, it's okay. But whatever you're comfortable with, go ahead, by all means.
I mean, he basically is discussing how he was enjoying looking at the picture of a toddler who had just been sexually assaulted and was beyond being destroyed, in his own words. Ooh. And then goes on to say he likes that sort of thing. It was deeply disturbing, I have to say. And, you know, as a former art school resident and also a former resident of the noise scene in Chicago, where Steve and Peter Sotos were both active for some time, you know, I am familiar with this culture of there being a lot of like edgelordism in the noise and noise rock scene specifically. But, you know, as somebody who frequented both those scenes and saw what kind of went on there, I have to say the people who were into like pedophilia and child pornography kind of adjacent material, they were cut from a cloth different than the rest of the guys who were just using, like, you know, concentration camp photos for their album covers or whatever, like, edgy noise bros are doing, you know. Mm-hmm. These guys were on some weirdo shit. And, I mean, Peter was convicted of possessing child pornography. I'm not sure exactly what the record states there, but, you know, he got in trouble for this. This is all real. And in Steve's own words, he was titillated by these or excited by these images, so I was shocked and appalled to find this out, I gotta say. And I'm living in fear right now that the art school pedo cabal might be coming for me. So if I disappear, please spread the truth and awareness about what happened to me.
You know, Buttress, all these people that are quick to dump heaps of praise on Steve Albini for his musical career, and rightfully so, it seems they're just as quick to turn a blind eye to the facts, the things that we're talking about, the fact that he was a bad person at the heart of things. Why do you think they're so quick to do that?
Well, to be honest, I think that they don't know about it, you know? And maybe if they know about it, they just kind of hear whisperings in the wind or whatever, but I don't think they read this newspaper article in Steve's own words, because I think if they did, they might feel a little similarly to me. But either way, at the end of the day, you know, it's not really about what Steve was or wasn't. It's really about just this culture that some people participate in. I don't know. I'm not a big rock fan, so I can't say much about his music, but you can't really help what you enjoy, I suppose. But you sure can read in Steve's own words how much he enjoyed this graphic image of a toddler being sexually assaulted. So there's that.
Well, we certainly appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for calling the Massacre Radio Hotline. Buttress, you have a nice rest of your night, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about that? Some very powerful testimony from Buttress. Looks like we're getting another call here. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we haven't even gotten into our guests here for the show, but it looks like we're getting a second phone call. Hi, who's this? You're on Massacre Radio.
Hey, Dave, it's Steve Albini, legendary music producer.
Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us. I was just talking about you, man. Sorry to hear about your untimely demise, but I guess the number one question everybody's asking is, heaven or hell, buddy?
I'm in hell. How about that?
Wow, you don't sound too happy about that. How's things going down there? You start a sick jam session yet with Cobain and the guys, or what?
No real jam sessions here, Dave. There's not, I'll tell you, there's not much room for inspiration because no one under 12 is permitted in hell.
No one under 12? I guess that's because children have pure souls. Is that, am I reading correctly on that one?
Yeah, I mean, 12 is still a child, but there's some assholes that are 12 years old and they're down here and they died.
I really didn't know too much about you, Steve, before I saw that you had passed away, and I know you're one of the most well-known edgelords. Can you speak on that by any chance?
Yeah, and I could say, like, the craziest shit I can and just see how people react to it. Like, I'll talk about a hole. it's crazy, man. I say the most deranged shit you ever heard in your life.
So without even knowing much about you, I got to say, just at first glance, you seem like you're absolutely insufferable. I know you should never judge a book by its cover, but am I reading that correctly there, Steve, about you, would you say?
Yeah, man. I mean, I made In Utero. I made Surfer Rosa when I was recording with Shellac in the 80s. I was the craziest fucker. And, you know, it's always been that way for me. I'm fucking crazy.
Steve, when I was doing some research, you know, after you had passed away, I seemed to notice a theme with you besides the whole edgelord theme, and it was you always have an incredible T-shirt wardrobe. You're always wearing something really cool. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the other cool T-shirts you had in your collection?
Yeah, you know, we were only allowed to bring two down here, and I chose a Diddy from back when he was called Puff Daddy, and R. Kelly from the Buffet Tour.
Wow, the Buffet Tour. That's a deep cut there, Steve.
Yeah, I was not born with R. Kelly from day one.
So, yeah, thanks again for taking time out of your eternal suffering, Steve. Is there anything else you'd like to add or you want to say to your fans after the fact? I mean, your loss seemed to have really shook the independent, the indie spirit, whatever you want to call it. What do you want to say to those people that have been remembering you for all the right reasons?
I just want to say that they had no business supporting me. They have no idea what kind of a person I am. And it turns out I was one of the biggest pieces of shit that ever lived. That's why I'm down here. And it's through no fault of my own. I want the fans to know that I'm pretty lonely down here. If they could start having children and turning them into assholes quickly and then killing them, I'm just saying it helped me out a lot. I'm horny, Dave.
Yeah, you know what? Before I let you go, one of the more positive things is, you know, you did produce one of three Nirvana albums. You kind of touched on it there in the beginning. Has that gotten you any accolades down there in hell?
No, everyone hates Nirvana here. Everyone loves Poison. They love Rat, you know, Striper. They hate Nirvana. They say it's bullshit. Grunge is bullshit. Hair metal forever. I don't know. It seems weird to me that they're stuck in the 80s, of all things. They've been around for Eternia.
Steve, you have you had a chance to talk to the big man himself, the big man, of course, being Satan? Have you had any interactions or talked to him at all?
Yeah, Satan oversees Human Centipede Day once a week. He's the one that sews our mouths to each other's assholes. He's all right.
I heard he gets a bad rap. Is he? He seems like a much more kinder, gentler version of Satan, the way you describe him.
Yeah, you know, some people say that the winners write history and that the Bible was a snow job on Satan and that he was actually pretty cool and Jesus was the asshole, but I've never heard of Jesus having a Human Centipede Day of the week in heaven, so I think Satan's a pretty big asshole. You know, Human Centipede is not fun, especially on a temporary basis.
No, that sounds absolutely painful, to say the least. Last question before I get you out of here, Steve, which, by the way, Steve Albini is joining us on the Massacre Radio Hotline, live from hell, according to him. So, Steve, before we get you out of here, I got to know.
Hey.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Hey, I was just chiming in a little bit there.
Now, before we get you out of here, Steve, I know you're a busy, busy guy down there these days. I just know that. How will your death and now being in hell, so to speak, or allegedly, how is that going to affect your music producing career in the afterlife? Do you plan on producing any more music now that you're in hell?
I don't think so, Dave. I'm completely free of inspiration here. Like I said, there is an age limit, and unfortunately, I just can't draw inspiration from a 28-year-old woman.
It's just not the same. Doesn't carry that same gravitas, does it there, Steve?
No, I need to see a tiny... and that really gets me going. I'm horny, Dave.
Well, Steve, it does say here that you're in the 1%, but I'm not gonna say which exactly 1% it was. There's a lot of rumors going around, but I mean, do you have anything to say about that 1% I speak of there, Steve?
I'm a part of the 1%. I only have one testicle.
Wow, Steve. Hey, on that note, we're going to get you out of here. Steve, feel free to call back anytime. I'm not sure how you got this number, but I'm glad you did, buddy. Okay, you have a nice rest of your night.
Hey, it's posted here in hell.
Okay.
And say call, ask, or radio, whatever. It's free to anybody. Who knows who you'll hear from.
Anyway, listen, Steve, you take care, buddy, okay? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
How about that? Massacre Radio getting all the exclusive guests. Once again, that was Steve Albini calling us directly from hell, as it seems. Turns out he's a pretty chill dude by most accounts. I'm glad he called in. You know, he sounded surprisingly grounded. Anyway, I guess that about does it for this week's installment of Massacre Radio. We'll be back live next week, so be sure to set your radio dials on your HD2 receiver accordingly. As always, I've been your host, Members Only Dave, and I'll talk at you next week. So don't try to fight. Turn around, baby, let me see you from the back. Yeah, I like it like that. Get up now, roll them loads here. Drop down, double up on those dips. Free nasty wonder, see can y'all do this right? I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand